For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in this week for Bob Levicky. The fiscal effect of making Medicaid recipients work for their coverage, adjusting prosecutors' options for dealing with underage sexting, new laws on drones, a gerrymandering solution, and confronting a troubled past and honoring pioneers at UVA. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, February 7th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia's Medicaid agency has released a fiscal impact statement for a bill that would require work for Medicaid recipients. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
The fiscal impact statement lays out two different options, both based on Virginia's current welfare program called VIEW. One option provides comprehensive case management, employment assistance, and monitoring services, and the alternative would provide minimum additional supports.
There's just not a proven model to guide Virginia.
That's Christina Nichols with DMAS, Virginia's Medicaid agency. She says that's why they've based the fiscal analysis on VIEW, the comprehensive option that would pay for things like bus tickets, gas cards, and job training. Would cost close to $2,300 per person for the first year. Megan Pauley, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
The state Senate has voted to change how the law treats kids who send explicit images. Here's Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope.
Teenagers call it sexting, sending explicit images of themselves or others using smartphones. That can have lifelong consequences because it's a felony. That's why senators are considering a bill that would change it from a felony to a misdemeanor for minors. Republican Senator Amanda Chase of Chesterfield County says kids are kids.
I have three boys, and they like to play practical jokes on each other and get each other's reactions, and throwing ice over the shower and snapping a picture to get their reaction is probably something my boys would probably do.
But Democratic Senator Chad Peterson of Fairfax City worries that the bill might lead to more prosecutions.
We're creating a new statute here with extremely broad criteria for why we can charge somebody with a crime. Not to intimidate another person, but simply to transmit a sexually explicit image.
Peterson is one of five senators who voted against the bill, which passed with an overwhelming vote. Now it heads to the House, which will consider it in the next few weeks. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia lawmakers are considering whether to put new limits on drones. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that a state House panel has advanced a bill that would allow people to stop drone flights near their homes and bar sex offenders from taking pictures of people with drones. A state senator is also pushing for drones to be regulated by the State Aviation Board instead of only being regulated by the Federal Aviation Administration. Also at the Capitol, representatives are ready to tackle the problem of how gerrymandering distorts elections. But as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, critics aren't impressed.
Virginia's House and Senate districts snake up and down the Commonwealth in a way that often splits up cities and counties. Members here at the Capitol represent as many as 11 different jurisdictions, which means that none of those jurisdictions can claim a single member who's looking out for their interests. And the congressional boundaries in Virginia are so oddly shaped, they've invited several lawsuits. That's why Republican Delegate Chris Jones of Suffolk, that's half of Suffolk and half of Chesapeake, has a bill that would make sure political boundaries are respected the next time lawmakers draw maps.
And so I think at the end of the day, you would have more members with fewer jurisdictions that they represent.
Critics say Jones' bill doesn't go far enough because it doesn't create a nonpartisan commission to draw the maps. Democratic Delegate Kathy Tran of Springfield.
That leaves it to this body and my, you know, the other chamber to draw the district lines. And that's, you know, we have an inherent conflict of interest in that process.
The bill also leaves out a prohibition against political gerrymandering, where lawmakers might draw a district that doesn't include an incumbent or perhaps forces two incumbents to fight for the same seat. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, in an ongoing effort to reckon with its past of slavery and segregation, the University of Virginia on Monday launched an awards program and a commission in memory of Gregory Swanson, its first black student. Swanson attended UVA School of Law from 1950 to 51, despite the university's efforts to uphold segregation. At the commemoration, the School of Law also honored two current law students for courage, perseverance, and commitment to justice. Tokara Nelson and Ja Akande received the inaugural Gregory H. Swanson Award. In a move to push beyond admitting and exploring its complicity in slavery, the new Commission on the University in the Age of Segregation will explore and honor those like Swanson who pushed for integration and full equality in society. Since its creation in 2013, the Slavery Commission has coordinated research on slavery and tried to bring the community into that research. It is also named Gibbons Hall after a former slave, restored an African-American cemetery, created a symposium on slavery and higher education across the Atlantic, and begun work on an enslaved laborers' memorial on grounds. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.